You know how sometimes you're looking for the perfect rug or pillow and you just can't find it? Well, Lily and Grace in Langtree can customize and make rugs and pillows just for you. You pick out the fabric, they make it. Check out Lily and Grace in Langtree today or go to tjriggins.com/LG.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
So Riggins was just saying that that he learned something on the TikTok that that we can all use, which is you said there's a new way to eat salad.
There is. You know, there's so many of these like fast casual salad places everywhere now. You go in at lunchtime and there's lines that are 20 people deep and they're paying like $15-$25 for a salad. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of Gen Zers that have taken it upon themselves to improve the salad. First of all, are you a fan of croutons
in a salad? Yes. Yeah, I am. I like it.
So they said croutons are out and what's in is tater tots.
They are
frying up, air frying tater tots and putting them in their salads. And so much so that these salad chains are now incorporating fresh tots as like an additional topping.
Yeah, I mean, I can't see where that would be bad, but I don't know if it's necessary.
You know what I mean? Yeah, absolutely. And it's not, you've taken it to a different place. I mean, a salad is a sensible lunch option, but when you start adding tater tots to it, I don't know, it becomes something else.
But that reminds me of what you would, you used to call a stoner behavior. You know, you got the munchies or whatever, and you start, hey, let's throw some tots on the salad.
Absolutely. The stoner, there, so many restaurant chains have adopted stoner culture. The most prominent one is Jack in the Box. You know, that's where their munchie meals came from. They collaborate with Snoop Dogg and all these sort of people who are deeply embedded in the stoner culture.
But I love tater tots.
Sure.
I'm trying to, though, if I had my choice, somebody said, you can, for the rest of your life, have unlimited tater tots or unlimited tater rounds or crowns, you know, the flat ones like Chick-fil-A has in the mornings.
Yeah.
You know, and that's their hash browns, which is basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Which one I would rather have. And I think I'd rather have the little round ones.
Really?
Yeah, because the regular tater tots have to be cooked, you know, within a certain window. So they're not too soggy and fall apart. And then they're also not too crispy.
Yep. Yep.
But those little tater rounds are usually perfect every time. And they're easier to eat. Just pick up and I can eat a handful of those.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely. And for some reason, we don't use tater tots in the morning, although that is the same thing. It's exactly. Just a hash brown in a different form.
Mm-hmm.
We should embrace tater tots in the morning.
Sure. And hash brown casserole, like the one they have at Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
Why is that not a morning side dish?
I don't know. And have you seen their new spin in Cracker Barrel with the hash brown casserole?
No.
They do pot roast on the bottom.
Yeah.
Mashed potatoes on top of that. Mm-hmm. More pot roast gravy on top of the mashed potatoes. And then they put the entire hash brown casserole on top of all of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, here's the way I would do it differently.
Okay.
I would take the country fried steak and then put the hash brown casserole on top of that. God. Then cover it with the white gravy.
Oh, my God.
And eat that. That's what.
Oh. Oh, heavens. Heavens.
As a matter of fact, next time I go to Cracker Barrel, I'm going to do that. Cause all I would have to do is tell them to put the gravy on the side of that country fried steak. Cause I get hash brown casserole as a side dish anyway.
Yep.
And do they have tater tots at Cracker Barrel?
I don't know. Hmm. But you're making like a perfect bite every time, like with mm-hmm. a little bit of the, yeah.
Yeah. I like stacking stuff like that. Like the other night when I put taco meat on top of my fried eggs mm-hmm. and then Yeah, and I did it last night too. I did ribeyes in the black iron skillet with butter, and I put the ribeye on the plate, and then I put sautéed mushrooms and onions on top of that, and then I put the butter from the skillet over all of it.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
And does Jody eat that with you, or does she get something separate?
No, she eats that. She didn't. Her, you know, onions and mushrooms were on the side.
Yeah.
But steak is her favorite thing.
Yeah. You know, there was a TikTok that went viral of a guy from America. He was in Italy with his daughter. They were doing like a father-daughter trip. And they went to an Italian restaurant, and he asked for a chicken parm, and he wanted the actual piece of chicken served on the pasta. And the server threw like a fit and like, we don't do that in Italy. That's like an Olive Garden American thing. And you see that a lot. People going, oh, you know, don't break your pasta. That's not how the Italians do it. And it's like, well, he's not Italian.
Yeah.
So, you know, what do you care?
Yeah. Is he going to, lose his Italian citizenship over it? I mean,
but they all say that though.
His name's Jerry Wayne. He's who cares?
This guy doesn't care at all, but you hear that all the time, even on the cooking shows. Never break your pasta. Italians don't do it that way. It's like, well, and what? Well, I don't know. What's the connection here?
I don't break it, but if I got a mind to break it, it wouldn't stop me.
Yeah. I'm not that worried.
It's just like people who say that the pizza changes when you slice it. You never heard that?
No.
I think Tech D Rob said that one time. If you order a pizza to go, you slice it when you get home, because when they slice it, it changes something. I don't know what it is. What it is about it? Let me look it up real quick. But there's something that people say you should wait until the last minute to slice your pizza.
Well, if I was going to take, you know, advice or tips about pizza, Rob would be the guy, because he knows. And he's not just into one brand or one restaurant that serves pizza. He likes it all. I think it's his favorite food. So yeah, if he's got a tip about trying the best way to enjoy pizza, I would listen.
Okay. It says, you wait to slice pizza to let the cheese and toppings set, making cutting easier and preventing them from sliding off. Okay. But yeah, that makes sense. But, a lot more sense than, you know, saying that when I thought that it was because they say it tastes differently. But yeah, that makes sense that the cheese and everything is more set, and it's easier to cut and pick up. Because I hate that. And you know, one of my biggest pet peeves is when they don't slice the pizza all the way through.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, you also don't like when the top of like a coffee canister is not like cleanly pulled off. Yeah. Like there's something about that you really sticks in your craw. That's funny.
Yeah, but you know, if you go to take a slice of pizza and it's still attached at the end, it starts pulling apart and all the cheese starts sliding off of it and everything. Ugh, I want to throw it across the room. Because you mess up that whole slice, because then it's torn in half and you don't get the right amount of cheese spread out evenly and all that.
Yeah. I meant to ask.
Hey, we don't do that in Italy.
Yeah. Right. When you had pizza the other week, you were so looking forward to like having some pizza when you went to Nashville. Mm-hmm. What was that experience like? Like, did you enjoy it as much as you thought you would?
No,
you didn't.
No. I mean, I did. I loved it. It was good. Cause I like that pizza place. We go there every time we go visit my daughter, but I thought I was going to be like I normally am with pizza, where I just want to shovel as much of it in as I can get. And they only ordered one pizza for the table. It's huge. But I was thinking when they ordered, that's not going to be enough. One pizza is not going to be enough. But I ate one slice of it and I was done. And then there was one slice left and I cut a little piece off of that just because it was sitting there. And I ate it, but I wasn't dying to have another slice. So I ate about a slice and a quarter.
Okay. And it was as good as you hoped it would be, or it was just kind of underwhelming?
No, it was good, but it wasn't. When I ate it, I wasn't like, I thought I was just going to be, oh my God, I miss this so much. And then just start eating as much as I could. Cause you know, you don't know when you're going to have it again. But I mean, I enjoyed it, but not like I thought I was just going to pass out over it. Yeah. I mean, I kept putting it off. You know, I knew that I was going to be you know, it's going to be the first time I'd eaten anything that, you know, that was off the diet that I'm on. And so we'd sit down because Nashville is nothing but a bunch of bar hopping, you know?
Yeah.
And so every time we'd sit down and go, you going to order something here? You going to eat? No, I'll wait until the next place. I'll wait until the next place. So I kept putting it off because I really, you know, I don't know. There was something about it, going all that time without even, you know, straying from the program at all. But then when I finally said, this is what I'm going to do because I love this pizza. And, I'll tell you something else. Drinking a couple of beers that I was looking so forward to drinking. I mean, I liked them, but it wasn't like I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I don't drink this every day. I got, you know,
yeah,
it was just like I drank it and moved on.
Was it annoying when people were going, what are you going to have? Are you going to eat here? Are you going to, did that kind of like irritate you after a while? Or
no. No, because I mean, I get they were, you know, they were excited for the entertainment of it to see what, you know, how crazy I was going to go over it, you know?
Yeah, of course. You want to hear that it was like everything you hope. But then the fact that you're like, it's fine. That would have been so disappointing.
Yeah. The only person that thought that was great is Jody.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, she was worried that as soon as I got that pizza in my mouth, that I was just off to the races at that point, you know.
You're gonna lose it.
All right, because I don't have any control unless she tells me to.
Sure.
Yeah. Unless she's there to remind me.
Yeah, you're just a puppet. You're a sock puppet, and she's working the strings and like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a marionette.
Marionette.
This is TJ Riggins Extra Funny.
You know how sometimes you're looking for the perfect rug or pillow and you just can't find it? Well, Lily and Grayson Langtree can customize and make rugs and pillows just for you. You pick out the fabric, they make it. Check out Lily and Grayson Langtree today or go to tjriggins.com/LG.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Let's do it!
Now, back to TJ and Riggins Extra Funny.
Yeah. So Lindsay's not here for Extra Funny today. She had to go do, she wasn't having a good morning.
No.
Her daughter was late for school. Did she say why?
No.
Just said that, Kyle, her husband, was talking about that they weren't having a good day so far and that they had to be late. And then her son at his little preschool thing, he had fallen and gashed up his elbow. She was frazzled.
She was really frazzled. And now that you said that, how did he get injured? Like it's not even late in the day. Is it even recess time? Like, how does that happen? Do you think
he may have been running into the school, you know, see his buddies or something start taking off running. You know, you're not supposed to run. Maybe that's what happened. As he was going in.
I felt bad for her. I mean, she was getting earlier in the show, she had gotten a text message that was just a misspelling, but that immediately sent her up into like high alert.
Yeah.
She's like, I got to figure out what this means. So she's calling and it was her husband. He was like, oh no, sorry. I just misspelled water bottle. Her daughter forgot her water bottle or something. But yeah, she's frazzled, man. She's real frazzled.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. If I could come up with some reason to be too frazzled to do Extra Funny, I probably would too.
Me too. What do we got to do? We got to cut our arm up. We got to get a gash on our arm to get out of Extra Funny. I don't know.
I forgot my water bottle.
Yeah. Do you think is she sort of the frazzled one and Kyle is the calm one?
Yeah, and I think in most situations she's more high strung than he is.
Yeah.
But even so, if there are mornings like today when he's trying to do stuff that, you know, for her to be able to work the hours that she works, for him to take on other responsibilities with the kids while he's trying to get ready for work and all of that stuff that he's been doing over the past year since she's been working with us again. I can see that might get him a little bit frustrated or flustered.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think for the most part, and we've seen him together with the kids and he seems more calm and all about all things, you know, he's just a calm type person. It's, yeah. He seems to be, yeah. And she's not, she's more high strung.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't remember her being that way when she was younger. Maybe she was, and I just never saw it.
Yeah, she was.
She was.
She was. Yeah. You were on that dope, so you didn't know.
Well, she could use it now. We should swap places. She should start doing the dope. Chill out a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I sympathize with her. She's having to go to a pumpkin patch to take photos of all her friends while toting two little kids. I mean, I've seen, I don't have kids, obviously, but I've been around little kids when they're at the pumpkin patch. They go nuts. They go nuts. And the idea of trying to wrangle two kids while you're taking other people's Christmas card photos, no thanks.
Yeah,
I'll take a rain check.
Well, that's the beauty of it, I guess, is that whichever couples, you know, aren't having their picture taken at the moment will be watching Lindsay's kids while she she plays photographer on there.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It takes a village, you know.
Oh, God. But yeah, so she's going to the pumpkin patch with all of her friends and their kids. And they're taking their Christmas card pictures, but Lindsay's husband is not going to be there because, obviously he's, luckier than the other husbands that got roped into that.
Of course. Of course.
So Lindsay is going to be a third wheel.
Yeah.
And have to take pictures of everybody for their Christmas card. I didn't know that was a thing now, but I think that's if that's a trend, that's kind of cute to do, you know, pumpkin patch pictures for your Christmas card rather than, obligatory pictures on the beach with the family and, you know, you're wearing linen shirt, white linen or, you know, denim.
Yes.
Or white linen and khaki.
You know, that's what I think, that those white shirts and those linen pants all matching out on the beach or something.
Yeah. No, I didn't know people did Christmas cards though anymore like that. I thought that trend had gone away.
The Christmas cards have changed. You remember growing up, you would get Christmas cards from your family members and they'd be beautiful cards and they would have like a holiday greeting. Now it's sort of these mass produced little postcards. Yeah. Of like a family vacation. They're thoughtless. They're never personalized. I think it's just another way to share a picture of yourself like you would on Instagram. I don't see any difference in it at all.
And there's something about, and I guess it's that part of the millennial generation of Lindsay's age, like the upper end of millennial, the millennial generation. Or I always chalked it up to the fact that Lindsay was a professional cheerleader and did modeling and stuff like that, that they always seem to have professional photographers on call or on retainer, yeah. You know, yeah. But now, I mean, some these friends of Lindsay's that are, you know, with the pictures this weekend and all of that stuff, they weren't cheerleaders. They're just her regular friends. But I mean, you can look on social media at Lindsay's age people, women, and they're doing family photo shoots with professional photographers like every few weeks.
I don't get it.
And several during pregnancy. It's like, how many professional photo shoots are you going to do, you know, throughout this one pregnancy? And I always just chalked it up to believe that they had made friends with all these photographers doing so many photo shoots as cheerleaders and dancers and modeling and stuff that they get a good deal on it. Or they could always call somebody that can come do a sitting. They call it.
Why? What's the purpose of having multiple photo shoots during pregnancy?
I don't know. I guess just the stages, I don't know, but they'll do the photo shoots of holding the, and it's not just taking a picture, holding the ultrasound picture and all of that. I mean, it's full fledged, with a professional. And then the next one is at so many months, maybe the first trimester. And then you got the first small showing of the belly. And then there's one that's usually done right before childbirth where they're huge and they're, you know, topless or almost naked, showing the big belly and then strategically covering their private parts and things. Mm-hmm. Very artsy looking. But I think though that age, with just millennial women in general, love having pictures of themselves.
I think so. I think that's what else could it be?
I think they love pretending to be professional models.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm. Look, yeah.
Did you guys do a pregnancy photo shoot?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. We also didn't do push presents and baby moons and all of that. Those weren't things back when we had kids.
Does she ever bring that up? Like kind of throw that in your face? Like, ooh, look at she went out on her buddy. You know, she doesn't
do that. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank God. Because the alternative would be for her to see something on Instagram, like, you never did anything like that when I was, you know, just giving birth. That, you know, that would be a nightmare.
I just don't understand. I can't, my mind cannot process, picturing myself asking someone for a gift.
No.
You know what I mean? You need to buy me a gift for doing this.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works in somebody's mind. How you could go, okay, well, this is this is a moment that we wanted. This is something that we planned. This is something that God has given us, a child. It's going to bond us as a family and give us new purpose and so forth and so on. But I need to be paid for it with a trinket.
Yeah. Did Lindsay get push presents for her kids? I'm assuming she did.
I'm sure. Yeah.
But I don't know what they are. And did she go on a baby moon and all that stuff as well?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. I think it was, I would guess that it was probably just because it has become a thing.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, they do those types of things, you know.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see if Gen Zers pick up some of these, like, baby moons, push presents and stuff, because they're obviously waiting a little bit longer to have kids. Will they continue on those trends? Because I don't think Gen Z takes as many photos of themselves as millennials and maybe even Gen Xers do. I think they're way more thoughtful about what they post on the internet.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of that is, I think, because Gen Z kids are more judgmental.
You think?
Yeah, because they've had social media in their lives the whole time. They've never known life pretty much without social media. So they've had it's just been part of their lives, and they are more judgmental about what is cool and what's not.
Yeah.
You know, and they've seen their moms acting a fool.
Right.
On social media, and they don't want to, oh my God, mom, it's so uncool. Why are you posting another picture of yourself?
Yeah, I get that.
Why are we having another family photo shoot? Ugh, so uncool.
Yeah. And I feel so bad for those high school kids that have their mom like hanging all over the football players and stuff like that, that, you know, they call them, what are they, fall moms or whatever they call them.
Mm-hmm.
I would just die inside if my mom was doing that with my other brother or something like that. I would die.
Well, you know, I was a football player and a baseball player, but I don't see them doing that so much with baseball, like being baseball moms. They don't do that with the football moms. If I came off the field on a Friday night and my mom was standing on the track waiting on me to like jump all over me and here, let's get our picture. And then she's like hanging on me while I'm in my uniform, standing on the track, and we're having to pose for pictures and all before I can go to the locker room and shower and change and get home. And, you know, all of that, I probably wouldn't say anything because I wouldn't want to hurt my mom's feelings, but I wouldn't like it.
Hell no.
I don't even know if parents were allowed down onto the track or the field until everything was done. You know what I mean? Like the football players and all, we were probably gone before they would let people down on the track. And I don't even know why they would be down on the track.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause they're not even focused on their kid at that point. They're just consumed with, let me make sure I get that picture.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get that picture for my Facebook friends or whoever. Yeah. I mean, it's like, oh, I would die.
And I want to, you know, a lot of it too, I think is, trying to show, how involved I am as a mother.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a boy mom and I'm out here and I love football cause my boy plays football. And it's like, some wise person said one time, a lot of times women, can't be football fans without making sure everybody knows they're a football fan.
Yeah. Gotta make it known.
Yeah. Standing up in front of the TV, you know, and screaming and yelling and cussing and, hey, look at me. I'm a woman and I know about football.
Yeah. I would love to talk to that wise man sometime.
Yeah. Maybe we'll see if we can get him on the show every day.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
What is new radio? New radio is podcast. Listen to new shows every weekday, starting at 8 Eastern, 7 Central.
Dude, people who are doing podcasts, they know what's up.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
You know how sometimes you're looking for the perfect rug or pillow and you just can't find it? Well, Lily and Grace in Langtree can customize and make rugs and pillows just for you. You pick out the fabric, they make it. Check out Lily and Grace in Langtree today or go to tjriggins.com/LG.